SEN Summer Breakfast, Nick Del Santo and Cam Luke. Friday morning, just gone 8 o'clock. It's gone nuts. The GOAT. Kelly Slater's another one that's getting thrown a lot towards us.
11 times.
Unanimously the greatest surfer of all time. He fits the criteria.
And it's a world competition.
See,
how do you reckon Kelly Slater's life's been?
Look, I think it's been tough.
Well, we were talking about before, off the top, about Nick Kyrgios and whether that's his definition of success is a lifestyle and earning some money and traveling the world. I reckon Kelly Slater's life's been okay.
Oh, imagine. It would be nuts. Now, DJ Kennedy from Melbourne United about to join us. Your life could be amazing too, because this is what's happening. Bucket list, Super Bowl. Tom Brady's being thrown towards us on the text message as well as the GOAT. We'll get to that a little bit later on the hour. But to celebrate SEN's upcoming call to Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, Jared Waitley, Red Energy and SEN are sending two people to Atlanta, so you can take your husband or your wife or your friend or whoever the hell you want to take, because this is unbelievable.
Me?
The Super Bowl is on everyone's bucket list, including match day seats, flights, accommodation, invites to pregame functions, and more. The parties and Super Bowl week is amazing. 100% the bucket list event of the year for Red Energy, a 100% Australian-owned electricity and gas retailer. You need to go to sen.com.au for your chance to win two tickets. People going to Atlanta. All thanks to Red Energy. So sen.com.au, do not stuff around, because we've only got just over 2 weeks anyway.
Yes.
Before it all happens. So sen.com.au to get involved. All right, let's get to our next guest, because he is a man who has had a huge influence on Melbourne United as they try to go back-to-back in the NBL. Although he's missed the last couple of weeks, a small car accident, some lingering effects from it, but we are hoping he's going to be back this week to take on the Perth Wildcats. I speak of their import, DJ Kennedy, and he joins us. DJ, welcome to SEN.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's start. How are you feeling? You missed the last couple of games, the loss to Brisbane and the big win last week in Cairns. How are you feeling? And we expect you to play Sunday?
For sure. I'm feeling great, man. Just to be able to get back on the court with the guys and teammates, and just be able to really do what I can to help them get back out there. It was just tough being able to have to watch them for the last few weeks. So I feel great just being able to return to the court.
And traditionally, professional athletes, when they're out through injury or illness or whatever it might be, they're horrible viewing games. They sit courtside, or they pace up and down, or on the couch, and they just can't handle it. Is that you, mate? You struggle watching the boys get up and down without you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially the last game, Cairns, it was really tough, just screaming and just like almost like a movie or something, man. I'm just great my guys was able to pull it out, and that was a big-time comeback win for us.
How have you found the league? You've been here for roughly half a year now. You've found your feet. How have you found the actual competition?
I think it just continues to show you every week how competitive it is. Just teams like Cairns just being able to stay competitive and play. Like, if you look at it, the standings now, everyone is pretty much from 1 through 5 to 6 is like one game back. So I think it just continues to show you how competitive this league has got.
Is it a physical league? Andrew Bogut said a few months ago that it's a flopping league, is how he described it, obviously having a long, long career in the NBA. What's your take on the physicality of the NBL?
I think it's definitely a physical league. I mean, you just got to get used. I think being that, like, Bogut and guys who's their first time over here playing is definitely a little difficult to adjust. But I think once you adjust, you figure it out. I think you get more comfortable and see how the game goes.
When you're a professional basketballer, there's times wherever you might be, and I know the first time in Australia for yourself, but you know, you pick up the phone and you get a job, and it might be anywhere in the world, and there's always a lot of pressure on the import, regardless of the nationality, and for yourself to come to Melbourne and play for a team that won the championship last year. How much pressure do you feel to fit in fast into a really good team while also showing individually how good you can be so you can hold on to the job?
I think it's a lot of pressure, but I mean, as a basketball player professionally, you get kind of used to it just being in situations like this. So I just look at it as another situation, because if you don't do your job anywhere, there's always pressure as an import. So I don't try to put too much pressure on myself and just really try to do the task that's what they brought me here for to do. So that's what I just look forward to.
Have you ever played an open-air game of basketball in your time?
No, that was the first time, and I really actually enjoyed it. Like, I thought that was a great experience. I think more leagues would probably look to see that and try to do that. And but I don't know if most places have the revenues or the places to do that. So I think it's a great experience just for Australia to be able to have the places and facilities to do such a great experience.
DJ Kennedy, Melbourne United import, joins us on the line talking about the open air game. Another one next week, hopefully. Fickle Australian and Melbourne weather pending. And the United v Illawarra Hawks, 7:50 Wednesday night. It's going to be rocking at Melbourne Arena. Get your tickets right now at tickettech.com.au. It includes an Australian Open ground pass as well as a collaboration between the Grand Slam and the NBL, and Melbourne United gets into its second year. Just on the open roof, when you're playing, do you like, obviously you walk out there, you look at the stars as night falls, it's different. But do you notice a difference in the climate or the way the game is played? Or once you're on court, it's just business as usual?
I think it's just business as usual. I mean, once you're on the court, you don't really see what's up ahead of you. I mean, it's really the same atmosphere. But I think if you just look up, you see, like, wow, like, we're playing. But I don't think you really notice it as a player, just being that it doesn't affect it too much. I mean, just being able to play, you just really focus and lock in on the game, and you don't really notice it as much.
Big game Sunday. You travel to Perth. You are playing. Is that confirmed?
Yes. I mean, it'll be a lot to hold me back from this one. I've been practicing, feeling good, so... That's the plan for me to play this week, and I feel really good, and just hopefully I can continue to just keep improving each day. But I definitely like my chances to play this week.
Very nice. A bit more generically, you've probably noticed that Melburnians in particular and Australians are mad for sport. How have you actually settled into living in Melbourne?
It's been an easy adjustment for me. Melbourne's a great city. The people's warming, welcoming, and just. For American, I think is not too many better places than Melbourne or Australia, period. The people and just adjusting. I mean, it's not too much to adjust to, just being that the time difference and things like that, just being far away. But everything else is pretty much easy.
DJ, we've been speaking this morning about who is the GOAT, not of any particular sport, but the GOAT of all time. Let's start with basketball, in your opinion. Who is the GOAT, the greatest of all time in regards to basketball?
Michael Jordan.
LeBron James, even in the conversation?
He's definitely in the conversation, but Michael Jordan, for sure. I mean, it's just so much with the way he just changed the game of basketball and how much success he had and dominated the sport. I think it's really hard to put anyone in front of Michael Jordan.
Is he the greatest of all time across all sports?
That's tough. You got a lot of great people who dominated for us. Muhammad Ali, even women, Serena Williams. It's so many different people who had their effect on sports. I think it's really tough. I think for basketball, for sure, he's the GOAT of that.
I tell you what, if you've seen our text machine coming through right now, they would agree with you, because there are so many different conversations around who is the GOAT. Before I do let you go, DJ Kennedy from Melbourne United joins us on the line. SEN Summer Breakfast with Nick Del Santo and Cam Luke. Are you a basketball junkie? You're a guy, of course, professional athlete and very good at it, but are you a guy that, you know, sits down and watches all the NBL games, watches the NBA games, or do you remove yourself away from the sport when you're not playing and training and try and amuse your mind otherwise?
I do a little bit of both. When I can, I try to watch NBL games. I've been watching a lot. I've been away, so I've been trying to really stay on top of things and see how teams are going. And so, yeah, I've definitely been watching a lot of NBL lately.
Casper Ware was outstanding last week. Any time you're down in basketball, 18, 17 points, you come back and win in overtime. It was a huge win on the road in a place where Cairns are playing much better now. But Casper Ware was outstanding, regulation, overtime, all the rest of it. But I just want to focus on the fact, a little bit of a dance move by Casper Ware after he hit really the three that ended it. One, how did you rate and how do you rate his dance moves? And two, was he fairly happy with it?
I was a 10, you asked me. I loved it, man. Just to see, because early on, just watching and seeing how the guys were talking and just to see Casper be able to get the last dance. Man, it was great, man, just to see that.
And he spoke about during the week about getting the killer instinct back and being able to finish off games when you have opportunities to win them. And Cairns, did they awaken the beast? There was a little bit of trash talk. Melo Trimble was outstanding. I see some clapping in Casper Ware's face in the first half when he was in foul trouble. Did they awaken the beast, and when he was ready to go, they couldn't stop him?
Yeah, I think that's just a guy. I mean, if you've just been watching from this year, that's not a guy you really want to awaken. If you can, you want to try to keep him as quiet as possible, because when he do, I mean, it's been proven that guy can take over games, and once he gets going, he's pretty hard to stop.
Hey, DJ, great news. Are you feeling better? You're going to be back on the court. Huge game, of course. The Perth Wildcats, always tough to win on the road. An overtime loss, although a controversial one, because there was a horrible call that should have went to Melbourne's way. Then the old league office said that it was the wrong call. But either way, it stands, unfortunately, but you can change that on Sunday. Good luck in Perth, and enjoy the open-air game next Wednesday, mate, and good luck for the rest the regular season.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
DJ Kennedy, Melbourne United import, and the AO game. And, of course, it's a huge night Wednesday, next Wednesday, January 23, Illawarra in town, 7:50 at Melbourne Arena. Tickets include an AO ground pass as well. It's at ticketek.com.
One of the things we never speak about is driving when you're particularly on the other side.
Yes. Probably, I wanted to stick clear of it due to the fact that he was in a little minor prangle a couple of weeks ago.
So we can joke about it now. A bit more lighthearted now that everything's okay.
When you go to the United States, are you a driver?
I've only done it two or three times.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. For the first time, you just sit behind somebody.
Inching.
The worst one is when you turn, you've got to go through an intersection.
Yep.
What's the opposite here? No, I'll just make sure I trail, follow behind somebody for the first bit, and then get the confidence up.
And then that weird rule where you can always turn right, even on a red light in the States, and you're sitting there first time, and you're getting tooted at, and you're
it sounds safe.
It's red. All right, anyway, hey, talking cars.
Yes.
And Gary and Tim are back on Monday morning for 2019, and what year we have. And here at SEN, we are giving you the chance to win a brand new Toyota Hilux SR5 simply for being Gary and Tim's Caller of the Year. This is going to be huge. All thanks to Toyota. Oh, what a feeling. Toyota. Gary and Tim back Monday morning giving you a chance to win a brand new Toyota Hilux SR5. It is an amazing graphite black auto valued up to $58,670. Standard registration, stamp duty, and delivered a dealer delivery. I'm that excited I can barely speak, because all you have to do, and this is what we do, we're talking GOAT this morning, the greatest of all time. Everyone loves talking sport. That's why SEN's so great. Our number, 1-300-SEN-SEN, an opportunity all over the course of 2019 to talk sport with Gary and Tim back Monday morning. And for one call, it might just be the one call, you can win a brand new Toyota Hilux SR5 simply for being the Caller of the Year. Thanks to Toyota. Oh, what a feeling, Toyota. Can't wait for it. Gary and Tim back Monday morning. All thanks to Toyota. Oh, what a feeling, Toyota.